Okay. We are up to what's chos chav aleph amud aleph. I will identify the exact place in a moment. We are up to the Gemara that said what's chos gives the woman 3 years. If it's chos to Tyra, how in the world can that give 3 years when she's not a mitzvah to learn Tyra? Yesterday the question was brought up that she learns her halachas, so she does learn Tyra, and that she's mitzvah to do. So the answer is as far, the Achronim talk about this, and there is it gets involved in a bigger shiloh, not a bigger shiloh, a different shiloh. They ask Akasha, why do women make Birchas HaTaira if they're not chayav in Birchas HaTaira? The answer is, us Ashkenazim, women make brachas even though they're not chayav. They make a bracha on Lulav, they make a bracha on Shaifer. But the Svardim Paskin, that the Rambam, the women, they're not allowed to make brachas on Shaifer and Lulav. Svardim Paskin, since they're not mitzvah, they can't sacrifice the Shaifer. It's not like it's Shaitim, it's not. At 2024 Shiloh, that they can't touch the Shiloh but Mitzvah to Mitzvahnu, because they're not Mitzvah. So Rabbeinu Tam says, since Klal Yisrael is Mitzvah, they're included. Fine, wonderful, great, that's Machlokes Rishonim. But even the Svardim that don't say Brachas on Shofar and on Lulav, make a Bracha on Birchas HaTaira. So the question becomes, why? If you hold that women are not allowed to make a Bracha when they're not Mitzvah, so how can they make a Bracha on Talmud Taira? So some Achroinim answer, I remember mainly, I think the Beis Yosef, that since they have to learn their halachas, so Mamela they can make a bracha of Birchas HaTaira because they have to learn their halachas. So they do have to learn something. So the Achroinim say, so are they Mechuyim of Limud HaTaira or not? So the Veld says, there's the Chiyuv of Limud HaTaira, and then there is the part of Limud HaTaira that's to do mitzvahs. Meaning, I have to learn because I have to learn. Whether it's negayim me to figure out halacha or not negayim figure out halacha, I have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. A woman's Talmud Torah is not Talmud Torah because she has to learn. It's because she has to know what to do. So it's a different kind of Talmud Torah as far as her mitzvah of Talmud Torah. She does not have a mitzvah to sit and learn. She has a mitzvah to know what to do. If somebody tells it to her and she knows it clearly, she doesn't have to learn anymore. So if somebody tells a woman, here is your halacha Shabbos that you have to know, and he writes it out on a paper with all the halacha she has to know, there's no reason for her to learn halacha Shabbos except that paper. There's no mitzvah to learn. It's part of keeping Shabbos to know what to do. So Mamela, she has no chiyuv of Talmud Torah independently. Therefore, it's not the schus of Talmud Torah. That's what the Achronim say. That's the basic. There are other answers as well, but that's the basic answer. Going back to where we're up to.
Hallel is not right. How can we say bracha?
Hallel, it's not a. We make brachas in all the time. We make a bracha on Hanukkah. We make a bracha on Megillah. So all drabbanon. Now the problem with hallel is a different problem. It's not the subject now. It's not a chiyuv. On Rosh Chodesh, it's a minig. How do we make a bracha on a minig? So there are people that don't make brachas. The Gra didn't make a bracha on hallel. The Baal Tzvila made a bracha on Hau, and everybody was yaitzah with his bracha. And some, like the Rambam, Paskins, that nobody should make a bracha on Hau. I once had a Svardi in my shir, and I gave a shir in camp to an 11th grader, and we got to this sugya, and he said, we don't even answer Amin. So Amin Lebatala, we answer that bracha. It's a bracha Lebatala, he told me. Like, simply, it's a bracha Lebatala. I mean, the Rambam says it's a bracha Lebatala. We Paskin like Tysus, so we do make a bracha on Hau. We do what we're arguing, but there are other Rishonim that argue, but it's not necessarily. So the Gemara wants to know what Chus can do it. Now, we're going to start again from Elus Chus the Mitzvah, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th line from the top, Chav Aleph Amud Aleph, 21A, 9th line from the top.
Now, Rabbi, one thing that was bothering me was that, let's say this terror thing would. Would suffice, okay?
We're not finished the sugya yet. So we'll have to see how the Gemara comes out before we start offering our own pshatim.
No, it's not pshat. What I'm trying to say is that let's say she did a certain aveiras, does that knock off the mitzvah of Talmud Torah?
We'll see in a minute. That's what I'm learning the sukkah.
I didn't know.
That's why I said to wait to the end of the sukkah.
How did Rebbe know that I was going to ask the right question?
Ella, chus the mitzvah. Teretz is, what chus gives you 3 years? Mitzvahs. Doesn't say which mitzvah, but mitzvahs. Chus the mitzvah, melagni kulahai. Does mitzvah have the ability to protect up to 3 years? But tanya we learned. Azu darash rabbanachem Rebbe Yaisi, kiner mitzvah v'taira ayer. Mitzvahs compared to a short-term candle. Again, I say short-term, I meant in comparison. Torah is compared to light, daylight, which is long-term. To tell me, tell HaKosu, Tamitzah B'Ner, it's a Torah B'Ar. Tamitzah B'Ner, L'Emelach Maner, Ein HaMagina L'Fisha. It is limited in how much light it gives off for how long. Tamitzah Ein HaMagina L'Fisha. It's not a three-year business. That's a Torah B'Ar, L'Emelach Maner, Megan L'Oilam, of Torah Magina L'Oilam. The Eimer, and he brings another pasuk about Torah. It says, "B'shach b'chol tishmor alacha." When you walk, it will lead you. When you sleep, it will watch you. Nakitaisa, and when you wake up, he tisichecha. That is what you're talking about. B'shalach l'tan chayisoch ze'ayilam azat. Torah is protection in this world. B'shach b'chol tishmor alacha. Zuhi misa, zumisa. Torah protects even posthumously. Nakitaisa, he tisichecha l'asid lavay. And when you lots of love, Torah is the way of life. Learning Torah is what it's all about. Let's just catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, he says, "Sichecha talitz ba'abcha esuchecha." It'll yeah, good. Talitz means what's melitz to speak good about a person. To what advocate? Thank you. The tzchus haTorah will advocate lots of love. When lost in love, when there's a question of permanent tzchias hametz and b'chulu, which we're not getting into, the tzchus haTorah will be there. So the question is, mitzvahs don't do 3 years, and we're still not finished. Life is mashal to a person who's traveling in the dark. And he's afraid from a number of things. Number one, he's afraid from thorns, b'chasim are ditches, pits. Barkonim is
thistles.
That's one set of fear. Second fear is mechayi ram and alistim. Can be out by that's walking on the ground. He's afraid. The second thing is he might be attacked. He might be attacked from chayi ram and alistim. The third thing he's afraid of ve'ini day ve'zaderech mahalach. He has no idea directions. So there's three separate fears. This damnulay avuka shalar. All of a sudden, he gets a light, a torch. That helps him see his way. So now he's walking safely. But he's still lost as far as the walking in which road he's going to. And number one, from an external attack. Number two, from the chayra. The light comes up. It's daylight now. Robbers and animals stay away during the day. They come at night where they can hide. During the day, you're safe from the external robbers. But he still doesn't know how he get there. Which at this point, we will learn the Rashi that learns that Prashas Drachim means Yayim Hamisa. When he gets to the end of his life, he figures out which way he went, whether he went the right way or the wrong way. So then Nitzumikulam. At that point, he's home safely. He's made it. So here is saying the difference between the light, which saves you from the way you're walking, but doesn't provide you with the overall protection, as Torah provides you with the overall protection, much more so than Tavuka does. Torah is compared to daylight. And it might even help, the Malchurim say, guide you in the right path that the person ends up knowing where he's going. But the Gemara just pointing out the differences, the stages. Dr. Ashi, Pachasim Gumai, Tzam Lavuka Shor, Kach Zonka L'chai Mitzvah, Nitzumi Mitzvah Sparanias. Mitzvah will save him from some of the punishments, analogous to seeing light that he knows where he's walking. But I'm a charmy, Michael Ram, I listen to Shadak and Lelik Belila, Ben Yipku boy, they might hit him. So touch his heart, so we love him. Jump with darkness in its night, by Sumas Kuchai Siyar, and all the animals of the forest are crawling around. Gia Maina Shachar, Lavka Zochel Lutaira, Nitzu Menachay to Menay Yisura. So he's safe. But I died in Yedeya, because Shem Yikrani Yisra Levato Biyashav Alof Yitzhar Obronius. He still hasn't made it. Because he still has to be afraid, the Eitzahara is lurking, that he's not sure which direction he's going means, he's not sure he's completely safe long-term. Yilabrasha Strachim, the Shom Hikir is Darkai, at the crossroads as he realizes where he's going, V'av Kan Yiyayim Amisa, V'loi Pirish Men HaTayrat Jai Maisai, Nitzu Mikulam, V'achim Mepharish Lo L'Kamei, that's how the Gemara is going to explain it later. What does Achwayim say, and I forgot who? Says that Yayim HaMisa doesn't have to be Yayim HaMisa. Yayim HaMisa is a person who kills himself for Torah. He's Meister Nefesh for Torah. He's safe. He can rely on the fact that his Yetzirah won't bother him. At least he'll be much more subdued when he deals with the Yetzirah. That's how some want to learn, but that's not Pashim Shat the Gemara. Yayim HaMisa, Pashim Shat the Gemara is rather clear what it means. But one want to say, he kills his Yetzirah. He's Meister Nefesh for Torah. He thinks it's the next step. That subdues the Yetzirah. Yes.
It's interesting that position is that as far as the sheikh is concerned, when a woman is not obligated to do the Torah except for mitzvah-related activities, how do they explain having this parsha, which gives a series of ascending rewards for all levels, next to the question of what gives a woman the reward? It would seem that the implication is that for a woman, simply having the mitzvah should be sufficient.
This is why we're in midstream. Let's finish the Gemara.
Okay.
The Gemara will take care of all the problems.
You
yes.
Wait, you could avoid it calling me.
Yes.
When a woman gets this close with her husband learning Torah.
Again, let's finish the Gemara. We're too smart. See, the problem is people come in here with all preconceived notions. They know all the answers. The Gemara is not so smart.
I had questions.
The Gemara is not so smart, so let's give the Gemara a chance to figure it out, and then we'll see at the end of the day. Some of the knowledge people have comes because somebody learned this Gemara and taught it to them. But the Gemara didn't learn the Gemara yet.
If you look, Yom HaMisa means actual day of death.
That's what Rashi says.
Right, but we're talking about when you'll be happy. That's after the fact.
What it's saying is a person can never be sure till he dies. He doesn't know if he made it home till he dies. That's what it's saying. Because the Yetzirah are lurking.
And when does he feel good?
When did he make it? When he dies. We're not talking about feelings now. You know, that's a good 2024 term, feelings. We're not interested in feelings. We're interested in the guy who makes it through life. How does he know he made it? When he dies and he's still from. And he's still alive in Hashem. Because till the Yayim Maisai, Al Tamim Ba'at Mechad Yayim Maisai, the Mishnah says. That's what it's saying. Zavtik Mishnah with Moravite. Tavar Achar. Furthermore, Aveira Mechaba Mitzvah, Vein Aveira Mechaba Taira. And Aveira can extinguish the schar of the Mitzvah. Meaning, a person won't reap the reward of a Mitzvah because of the Averis he does. Vein Aveira Mechaba Taira. But Torah will never be extinguished by an Avera. Shenemar. Mayim Rabim Layuchlu L'Rab Chabas Asa'ava. The many waters, referring to Yisru Averis, can never extinguish the love of Torah. So here we have the difference between Torah and Mitzvah. Women don't have Torah. They only have Mitzvah. And we've just spent a long time proving that Mitzvah don't cut it when it comes to long-term Chutzim. That's what we've proven till now. Zok Rashi. Aveira mechabes char mitzvah, vein aveira mechabes char mitzvah, asik b'tayra kaitim l'chayim. Alma, the whole purpose of bringing this is, mitzvah le'magna kulahai, a mitzvah doesn't provide that protection for the women. So where is chos tayra for 3 years? Mechabes esahava, zu tayra. Yachsev, heveyani abes hayayin, Hashem brought me to the house of the wine. Referring to Torah. The Diglei Olai Hava. I don't know what Diglei means. his relationship to me, I think, is one of love. Yayin is Said. Yayin means his secret. What's the Rabbi Nishlam's quote-unquote secret? Tyra. So at this point, we don't have a shot. Now, we have to understand the concept of Aver Mechava Mitzvah, because we believe that everybody gets char for every mitzvah they do. But the Avera can make it that he doesn't get the same amount of schar for a mitzvah, because it makes him get the mitzvah in Olam Hazeh as opposed to getting the schar in Olam Haba. Because a person that does a mitzvah is entitled to Olam Haba. A person that does Averis can sometimes make it that his Olam Haba is not so bright and shiny, so Hashem pays him in this world. So therefore, it's mechav as a mitzvah. He got schar, but he got a lower level schar from, because it's the fact is that he's getting it in this world, not next world. We're not here to learn Hashkafa. Is that fair? Is it not fair? Also, it's a beautiful shmooz, but it's not for now. We're not here. It's not Hashkafa here. But that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. By the way, as an aside, state in Svarim, the mitzvah is Yud Kei Vav Kei, because Mem Tzadi, our Chaim HaKadosh brings it, Mem Tzadi in Ad Bash is Yud Kei. So when a person does a mitzvah, he attaches himself to the Rabbi Nishlelem. It's Yud Kei and the Vav Kei is there. Mem Tzadi Zaktor HaChayim HaKadosh Ba'ad Bash is Yud Kei. And Vav Kei is there. So mitzvah is Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's attaching oneself to the Rabbi Nishlelem, just as an aside. Zaktor HaChayim HaKadosh, it might even be an earlier swarm. I saw Zaktor HaChayim. I heard it from the Rav Mitzvah Rebbe, he told it to me. But it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is in our Chaim HaKadosh. So he got it from there or from somewhere else, but that's where it comes from. Talk to Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Yitzchak now is going to try to provide the answer. Mitzvah, be'idna da'asik ba'av, magno matzvah. A mitzvah can protect from Yisurim. It can protect from punishment. The difference between mitzvah and taira is not in the protection of punishment. Mitzvah, when you're doing the mitzvah, it does two things. Number one, it saves you from yisurim. That's magna. It's a protection from yisurim. Umatzvah, and it saves from doing an avera. While you're doing the mitzvah, you have a siyata d'shmaya not to commit an avera. When you're not doing the mitzvah, Aguna Magna, the protection from Yisurim remains. The mitzvah leaves behind that protection from Yisurim. But Atzululay Matzla, the Siyata Nishmaya to be saved from an Avera is no longer there. So therefore, a woman can do a mitzvah and get a 3-year protection plan. Because mitzvah, this is what I should say, a mitzvah does have in it protection from Yisurim. It can be even 3 years. Which mitzvah? A lot of mitzvahs, some mitzvahs, it doesn't say. Mitzvahs do have that ability to provide long-term protection from Yisurim. What they don't have is long-term protection from Yetzer Hara. Very temporary protection from Yetzer Hara. Only while you're doing the mitzvah. The minute you finish doing the mitzvah, you're open again to the attack from Chayei Ra and Listim, which is the Yetzer Hara. Waiting and lurking for you. So you take off your tefillin, Yetzer Hara is back. While you're wearing tefillin, there's a siyata d'shmaya to save you from the Yetzer Hara. Take off your tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin has provided with protection. But it didn't provide, could, up to 3 years. I picked tefillin as a macho. Women don't wear tefillin, so it's not true. I just picked tefillin. But siyata d'shmaya from the Yetzer Hara is only while you're doing it. By the way, this is only one Mandi Yamar. This is not the end of the Gemara. Taira. Taira gives you protection and saves you from the Yetzer Hara. That doesn't mean a person that learns Taira never does an Averis. But he gets the Siyata D'Shmaya to help him with the Yetzer Hara, even while he's not learning. The fact that he learns, Taira gives protection from Yisurim, which is the same as Mitzvah, but adds an extra dimension. And that is, there's no highest rod to lift them. The Yetzer Hara is pushed to the side. Not, he still has to be worried. Still hasn't gotten to the precious rachim. It's, again, he has to have the Shemaya, but he hasn't made it. The Yetzer Hara is still around. But at least he's in a safer place than Chayyara and Listam. Safer place. This after the Shmaya of Taira prevents Yetzirah. That's Rabbi Yosef's opinion. It's after the Shmaya helps. Okay, we'll use the word helps. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Loi Le Magin Al Yisurim Harbe. Mitzvahs can protect for Yisurim for a long time. Ma'in the Magina to come here. Belishna Kama. What does that mean? It said that it doesn't have that long-term protection before. It's like an Avuka Shavar. Doesn't save from Chayro and Listam. Hachi Kama. Menachet Shlis Kefenu Yetzara Kama. That the Hajar shouldn't overpower him. Mitzvah Be'in the Dasik Be'in behind the Lefishah temporarily. The Amar Migna Ben Ayisurim. U'matzlam in Yetzara Shlis Kefenu Lechet. Be'in the Deloy Asik Ba. But he's not doing the mitzvah. Mishenigmar ha-mitzvah, ve'en ha-sikva, agula magnum and ha-peronius, atzululoi matzla. It saves him peronius, but doesn't save him yetzara. The tzadi bebrais ha-ver mechav ha-mitzvah, la'av ha-lohogim and ha-yisurim kamar, elam ilitul schar lo-asid. Doesn't mean ha-ver extinguishes the mitzvah that you don't gain protection in this world. Ha-ver mechav ha-mitzvah, remember this woman might have been Mizana. She was Mizana. In fact, the schutz was being tightly, even though she was Mizana. We said, Aver Mechaba Mitzvah. It doesn't Mechaba the protection of the Mitzvah. It's Mechaba the schar of the Mitzvah. That's what Rashi is saying. Maskivla Rabba. So Rabba asked the question on Rabbi Yosef.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question? About Rabbi Yosef?
We have not reached the Maskana of the Gemara, but yes, you can ask a question on Rabbi Yosef. Yes.
According to Rav Yosef, then, if you are protected from by Torah study, while even when you're not doing that, does that mean you have to study Torah daily? How long does it last? How much do you need?
It's a good question. I don't have the answer. I think that means that I don't know. Honestly, whatever I'm making up, and I don't like to make things up.
Okay.
Seems to say that a person who does Torah on a regular basis, but I don't know what regular basis means, so I'm not going to comment. I would say daily, but I don't know that. I just made that up. But logic tells
just
me
said,
daily.
Logic would tell me also, but it seems to be counterintuitive to his position that it has this long-lasting effect. From when? How long? What intensity?
But it tries to say, it doesn't say. I would have to make it up. It's a good question. I would have to make it up. The way I understand it is a person who's involved in Torah, whatever that involvement in Torah, it means that even while he's not learning, he has a certain protection. That doesn't mean he doesn't do Averis, by the way. It means he has a certain, after the Shema, a certain help from above to help save him from the Yetzirah. But how much does he have? I use the word involved in Torah. I'll use that word. I don't know what involvement in Torah means. Daily, twice daily. I would have to make that up. I will use the word involved in Torah. The fact that he learned when he was 18 and hasn't opened up a sefer since then, I don't know if that's called Torah that will protect him long term. I don't know. But the fact that he's involved in Torah, that means he learns on a whatever consistent basis constitutes consistency here, which I don't know, that would protect him even while he's not learning. That's what I think it's saying. Now, I don't know what involvement in Torah is. I didn't see anybody that explains it, so I'm not going to guess. But my logic tells me that if a kid learned till he's 18 and then never opens a sefer again, that he's protected from life from the Yisrael, from the Yitzhara. Again, maybe, I can't say it's wrong, but I just don't think the Gemara means that.
Look at the world.
Again, I don't know what after the Shema means. I see people that learn every day. They do have errors also. I mean, we're all... So, again, so I'm not ready to... there's a certain after the Shema. I don't know.
Rome brings you to everlasting protection.
Again. Right, again, I didn't argue on that. I just don't know how much... When we say Tyra, what do we mean? That's what I said. Harvey asked a good question. I don't have a direct answer, except if you ask me what I think it means... It means involved in Torah, and let everybody understand what involved in Torah means to their own way. Yes, doctor.
Okay. I was just going to say there may be an answering question, Rashi, on Chumash when he defines Chumash as something which occurs on a daily basis. That's implied to the daily basis.
There's different translations to Chumash. For different things. I mean, Naira Chumash is once a day, and by Lechem Aponim Chumash, it's constant.
Yeah,
okay, so... Yeah, no, it's not. It's constantly. You have to be on the table constantly.
It's there constantly. It's placed once.
Right. Okay. So, all right. Zakti Gemara Vayta Maskul Rava. Elamiyata Dayag Bachitay for Midrasik Batira. Dayag and Achitay for two people that were huge in Tyra. Dayag was the right Sanhedrin. Achitay for was David HaMelech's most trusted friend and advisor. And they both ended up being with Shoim and dying at a very young age. And because they didn't have Avera, terrible Avera. Dayag is the one that maligned David to Shoal. He was the one that ended up killing Levi Rakayanim. Achitayfel is the one that helped Absalom launch his rebellion. They both were punished. Where was Tyra? Why didn't Tyra give him a shot at Ishmael not to commit those terrible crimes? And for the Gemara, that's Rabbi's question. Amayla Higina Alayu. El Amarava. Tyra, so the Rabbi's going to say a different Tyra. So what's Pshat and Rabbi Yosef? So the Achrayim answer that the Gemara says in Zochim, the Dayag and Achitayfel never learned with the real intention. They had, it was totally Shloi Lishma. Totally not Lishma. They learned for whatever reason, had nothing to do with learning Torah because Hashem said to learn Torah, or because it was for a different ulterior motive. And therefore, that Rabbi Yosef holds, that's not the Torah that provides the protection. You need Torah Lishma. And Rabbi's question is, Tyra is Tyra. And Achrayim explained that even when you learn Shloi Lishma, part of the learning you do is Lishma, because you hit a point that Shloi Lishma doesn't apply, this Rav Chaim Elazar just brings out, and you continue, so it means that's Lishma. So therefore Rabbi says, why did it save them? Rav Yosef seems to say, that's how they answer Rav Yosef, because the Gemara doesn't give Rav Yosef's answer. The Gemara goes to Adub Shah. So they want to answer. Rav Yosef said the Torah that provides you with this protection is if you learn Torah Lishma, which Rav Chaim Elazar, Rav Nezer, and others learn means you learn Torah because you want to know Torah. That's Lishma. You don't have to learn. You're wanting to know Torah is Lishma. Yes, throw it away,
man.
That's Rav Chaim Elazar. Yishmak meaning you're interested in knowing the Torah and enjoying knowing the Torah. Who? He's not. He said that himself. They both said the same thing. Kol
Cholam Hokam Ayam.
When Rebbe
said learn Torah, not halach, just not for the enjoyment of Torah, meaning knowing Hashem's words. That's halacha.
But you want to know what to do also helps.
I'm saying, but even if you... learning something that's not halachah.
Correct.
It's not Torah?
No, I didn't say that. That's why I was careful. He said not only when you're learning halachah. That's what he was saying. Even if you learn parts of Torah that you'll never have to keep. That's what he said. Zakti Gemara Vayta Elam Arava. Torah be'idna da'asik by Magno Matzla. Torah, while you're learning, will protect you from Yisurim and from the Eitz Hara. Torah, when you're not learning it, Aguna Magna, it protects you from Yisurim, Atzula Lematzla, but it doesn't protect you from the Eitz Hara. Therefore, Dayag and Achitayfel did not have protection from the Eitz Hara, because they were not learning it. That only while they're learning does it protect from the Eitz Hara. Mitzvah, Bein Beidna Dasigba, Bein Beidna Loyasigba, Aguna Magna, Atzula Lematzla. Mitzvah is the same as Torah when it comes to protecting from Yisurim. But even while you're doing the mitzvah, you don't have that tzata d'shmaya from the Eitz Hara. While wearing tefillin, you don't have that tzata d'shmaya. While you're learning, Eitz Hara leaves you around. In Pagulach Manubal Zeh, the Gemara says in Kedushin, Meshchei LeBeis Medrash. The Eitz Hara bothers you, just go to Beis Medrash, open a sefer. That'll protect you from the Eitz Hara. The protection from Yisurim according to Rava, there's no difference, mitzvah and Torah. Therefore, the mitzvah can protect for 3 years. Now, Tysus has a kasha. Tysus is bothered. So what does that mean, Nair protects temporarily and R is permanent. Tyre is only protecting from the Eighth Zahara temporarily. And as far as the Surim is concerned, Mitzvah Tyre is the same. So Tysus by Psarachian on this Gemara. Doesn't say it there. Tysus wants to know, according to Rava, where is the difference between fire and between Tyre and Mitzvah? Tyre says, in the protection of from the Eighth Zahara. But that's only while you're learning Tyre. So it's not permanent. Where is the difference in the permanence of it? So Tysus doesn't understand. But that's the Gemara saying. Dr. Rashi? No Rashi. So, according to the first Tarot of the Gemara, what protects the woman from Saita? She was Madonna. Mitzvah. And mitzvah can protect from Yisurim beyond the time you're doing the mitzvah. Which Rav Yosef also said. Rav and Rav Yosef just argued, what does Tarot provide? Rav Yosef said Tarot provides protection from the Eighth Zahara permanently. Rav says, no, it does not. The Rav brought us some Tayagin Achitayful. Now, Chayim explained, Rav Yosef is talking about a higher level of Limud HaTaira, and Rav is talking about a lower level of Limud HaTaira. But that's why Chayim want to explain it. Ravina says,
she's performing a new mitzvah that she's making for
Jubexis. She's involved in mitzvahs.
She's involved in mitzvahs now.
No, before.
I thought Rav Yosef said you have to eat.
No, he's not. That was to protect from the Eighth Zahara. There was no difference in protection from Yisurim between Rav Yosef and Rabba. Ravina Amar Vailam Chus Taira. The woman has Chus Taira. I, the Karmat Einam Atzuda Vaisa. The Heed, the Pekudi Le Mifkada. Even though she's not commanded to learn, but Agra and the Schar, the Mikran, that they teach Chumash, when they teach him how to read. They take their sons to learn Chumash and Mishnayos. They deliver them to school. They get them ready. They pack them lunch. Carpool. Right? Wake them up in the morning. Get them there on time. And they wait at night. They send their husbands to learn Torah. Even those who they want their husbands to learn. And they wait for their husbands. Don't they get half their husband's schar? Don't they get the schar of Tyra? Don't they get the schar of their kids learning? So of course they have tzchus haTyra. Not their Tyra, their kids' Tyra. Not their Tyra, their husband's Tyra. And that's enough to save them from Saita. That's the second answer of the Gemara. So all those kashas that people had before is because they knew this Gemara. The Gemara didn't know this Gemara until Ravina told it to us. Rashi? She's not learning. She helps her husband. She encourages that her husband and his son learn. The mikra mitzvah. She work with their children. Lavim lebeis hasefer to bring him to cheder to school. Mikra v'lishnas mishnah. But not to the gavrayu. Mamtinas lebaleim. She writes me racheres no matayra. Rashi speaks out. They wait for her husband to come home from a different city. But the truth is, they wait for their husbands. They give up their husband during prime time at night to take care of the kids, and they send their husband out to the base medrash. Just I want to add two things. Number one is the chassan sefer, not the chassam sefer, but the chassan sefer learns that the women make brachas atayra. Again, the kasha was why they make brachas atayra. Because if you notice, it doesn't say she's one of the one who loma atayra. There's lasik b'divrei Torah. They're also isik b'divrei Torah. They're isik b'divrei Torah by getting their kids and their husbands to learn. That's the chassan sefer's teretz. Just wanted to speak that out. Number one. Number two, if the Gemara in Bracha says that the women get more schar than their husbands, God will schar an emer ben nashim, yaisi ben anashim. Dr. Ba'ul Yapian, why? Why should women get more schar than the men? They should get equal schar. They work hard, but why are they getting more? Because when a woman sends her husband to learn, he goes to learn for 2 hours a night. He drinks coffee.
No.
He gets involved in a talk.
Like
so he learns, I'm sorry, a Ramko learns 2 hours out of 2 hours. But some people don't learn 2 hours out of 2 hours. They learn an hour and 45 minutes out of 2 hours. So they get an hour and 45 minutes of schar. The wife gave up 2 hours. She didn't drink the coffee, and she didn't have this. She didn't schmooze with her friends. She did. So the male of God will schar never if this is Rabbi Yolak Kamshat. Rabbi Shaul told us. God will schar never ben Nashim, Yoitzim ben Nashim. They get more schar, because they get schar for every second they gave up of their time to their husband to go learn. The man only gets schar for the actual learning he does. If he gets involved in a conversation, or he goes to the coffee room, or v'chulu, whether the coffee tastes good, the coffee doesn't taste good, yes, I remember, right? So that has nothing to do with the woman's schar. That only has to do with the man's schar. That's Rabbi Yolak Yantzvar. Okay.
Yeah, how much I get? She also
Rabbi?
Yes.
So that means she's getting more than her husband, really.
Yes and no, but it's market. Maybe, but I don't think that's what it means there, but maybe, yes. Yes, Harvey.
Rabbi, so during this period, she's doing all this. They're living the happy family. This can suspend her going through the physical symptoms and dying for up to 3 years. Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
So during this time, husband doesn't know.
Correct.
She knows because she was involved, but husband doesn't know, presumably.
Correct.
His living with her during this time, that's okay after the fact?
That's a good question. That Chayim all ask your question. But the answer that I like, that I live by, is that the only reason a man can't live with a woman who committed adultery is because the Torah said he can't live with her. Well, the Torah here allowed him to live with her. This is the laws of the Torah. He follows the rule book. The rule book says the woman drinks and walks away. Not according to the Mandama that she gets sickly, but according to the Mandama that she stays healthy. So the Torah said, you can live with her. I don't have to be more religious than the Torah. Now, you're asking a different question that I thought you were going to ask. Is that she who knows that she's unserved? What is she supposed to do? She knows that she was Madonna. The Torah allows to live with her. But she knows
isn't it
that
the
she
same
was Madonna.
Answer? Isn't it the same answer?
She may
know, but the Torah permits it. So what's wrong with that?
Maybe. This is a big question. I hate to do this because I'm going to get involved in something that I don't want to touch. A woman commits adultery. Her husband doesn't know. But she knows she committed adultery. What happens now? Is she mechuyev to tell her husband? Is she mechuyev to, again? He doesn't know. There's a big shaila in the Achrayim. Unfortunately, happens. That's why the Achrayim talk about it. What is her obligation as far as informing her husband? Should she tell him privately, listen, between me, you, and the doorpost, I was with Zana. You're not allowed to be with me? Or should she keep quiet because the tyrant said it's not her, she did her thing? This is a big shaila in the Achrayim. And forget about Saita for a moment. If it happens practically, woman's mezana, her husband doesn't know. She knows. So she goes to her rabbi and she says, Rabbi, I was mezana. What am I supposed to do now? There's all kinds of tshuvas. There's all kinds of tshuvas written about this. But that's not our discussion now, but it is a major discussion in the Achrayim.
What would be the she doesn't have to. I don't get it.
That's a good question, but it's not for now. It's a very complicated question. But
okay, I have a question also. A general question about the Gemara, about Pelushim. Like, Ravina said this out. Was he Mechadish this? Or are other people knew it, but he was the one that was attributed with what he said?
I can't answer the question. I wasn't there.
I get that throughout class. Whenever anybody says
again, I wasn't there. I can't answer you. I mean, they learned this Mishnah before Ravina. Rabbi Yosef learned the Mishnah. Rabbi learned the Mishnah. By the way, they learned this Mishnah before Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi. But the Gemara doesn't tell us how they learned the Mishnah beforehand. The Gemara introduces Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi to be the first ones that discussed Chad the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi, I'm sorry. Rabbi asked Rabbi the question. Rabbi Yosef the question. Rabbi gave the answer. The Gemara doesn't tell me how Rav learned the Mishnah, how Shmuel learned the Mishnah, how Rabbi Yechon learned the Mishnah, how Levi learned all these Amarot, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda doesn't say. So you can speculate. They must have shot the Mishnah, but we don't have it in our Gemara. So we'll leave that up to everybody's speculation. And since I don't like to speculate, I'm not. But I have to guess they had a shot. Which shot they had? I would guess either Rabbi's shot, Rav Yechon's shot, or Rav Nevi's shot. But we don't know.
Favorite shot?
No. Each learned shot in their favorites. They felt that shot in the Mishnah. Ravin is arguing. He's saying Mitzvah does not provide that protection. He says only Torah does. Rav Yosef and Rav are saying Mitzvahs do provide a protection. And there's a big argument here. Not that it makes a difference to us practically, because we hope Mitzvah provides protection, and we hope everything provides protection, and we daven for protection. So, I don't know. We'll leave it at that.
Doesn't that exonerate her also when she drinks the water? So she's just, it's just flow outside.
That's what Harvey said. Mecham to Harvey. But, I'm not so sure. I don't feel like going through this now. I'm not sure that that's what the Nick said to me. That I'm not sure that the Torah allows her to have the relationship. The Torah is saying, you don't have to worry about it to the husband. Now, whether she has to worry about it, perhaps Harvey's claiming and you're claiming not. I'm not sure.
If she gets it, if the husband dies while she's in the schus period?
We don't know if she's in the schus period. If the husband dies, the water is never going to work.
So she does collect the after she drinks.
Yeah, but why should she die 3 years later? There's no husband left anymore.
He died.
Why not? Unless you tell me that even though the husband died, the water is going to kick in 3 years later.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why not?
Again, I'm going to sit here and argue about something that I have no proof for, so I'm not. That's the Parshat Pshat. Again, Avraham Cohen is saying that it will work after 3 years.
No, I said, just why not? Meaning, what?
So I said, I don't, again, it's all speculative. The Gemara doesn't discuss it. As far as we know, she's an innocent lady.
Yerushal will push her off for 3 years. You're arguing on yourself.
I always do that. That's called when you're arguing yourself. That's great, yes.
When this came up earlier, you said that you were going along with she starts to with it.
Okay. There's a mandiyamer that way. I said there's two mandiyamer.
There's a mandiyamer that way. But as we've discussed many times over the last couple of decades, is this is a question I asked 30 years ago, and the Rosh of Israel gave me an answer, which I told you, which is, you know, we're viewing this like it's Leave It to Beaver or something. You've got, you know, the parents, you know, just wearing pearls and being happy.
You said this to me a number of times. You told this to me a number of times, and I told you I don't think that's the pshat. But I still don't think that's the pshat.
I'm still offering. No, I've got someone with shoulders who said it.
Again, if the Ramban said it, the Rashba said it, the Gross said it, I would step back. I have no offense against the receiver that answered to you, but I don't think that's pshat.
I'm certainly not discarding what you said, which is
also,
I think,
shot.
But I think that
it's... Okay, again, it's not... It's... Leave it at that. Practicum arbeiter. My precious drachim. What is this precious drachim that a person reaches and he's home safe? Amrav chizda zet ha-bet chachim v'yayim ha-misa. So Trashi... My precious drachim, ma'u medama lagia precious drachim. What are we comparing to the crossroads? Davuka haynu mitzvah. Amayt ha-shachar haynu taira. Precious drachim ma'i. What is the crossroads? Ya ma'misa mutam ha-chachim b'yay ma'isai. B'yodash le'pirish livkavala ha-taira. At that point, he can pat his stomach and say, I made it. The day he dies. By the way, I hate to stick my foot in my mouth, but I guess I do it all the time, so I'll do it one more time. The Svarim say that before a person's nifter, the Yetzer comes to him and tries him at the last minute to get him to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a last nisayon that a person has, b'yayim hamisa. Once a person passes that test, he's home safe.
Why did you say Yom HaMisa? Why did a Torah scholar
do that? Because if not a Torah scholar, he doesn't know that he lived his life well.
Well, he'll know.
Again, usually the Torah scholar is the one that knows that he did everything correctly till now, or pretty much correctly till now. Not a Torah scholar can't testify that. He doesn't know.
Again,
I'm not, what I'm trying to say is, to know that a person lived correctly, you have to know what living correctly means. That's what I meant.
What's Thomas Kalman?
What?
What is the definition of Thomas
Kalman? You have to look at Webster's. I don't know what to tell you.
I think, apropos, Rebbe, if Rebbe would say over what Abram Fishman said before he was in the room, his kids asked him, weren't you scared?
I never heard that before.
Aren't you scared to see Hashem? I mean,
I never heard that story before, so I can't say it over.
Okay, so he said, I'm not worried.
I never heard that before. It's a new story to me. I don't know where you got it from, but I never heard it. Don't think about it. I don't know if it's right. I have no idea. Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak Amar said, "Tamachachem by Yiruschait." Meaning, person, the Bali Musa say, "As I Musa, if you learn Musa, you have constant Yiruschait. You learn Torah, that doesn't protect you from the Eitzahara. But if you work on your Yiruschait even while you're alive, that gives you the protection from the Eitzahara." I heard the Rabbi Shalom Shadon used to say, "Yiruschait, alert Musa. You have to learn Musa besides learning Gemara." Besides learning Talmud Chacham, you have to have something that teaches you be afraid of the Rabbi Nishtarlam. Rashi, Yerushchait, Zochel Yerushchait, Achash Zochel LeTaira, Nitzu Mikulam. Shatayra Melam Dasu Dvar Mitzvah V'Divrei Yisra. Taira tells you what's right and wrong. The Mashi Utsarach Lifrash. The Yerushchait, Mayim Elitavachi Yitzray. But it's the Yerushchait that keeps you from following the Eitzahara. Knowing what's wrong doesn't necessarily protect you. That's what Reb Nachman Yitzchak says, and we'll continue a message tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful, wonderful day.